If only you could visualize when the criminals will hang their heads before their Rabb, saying, "Our Rabb, we have seen and we have heard. Please send us back to the world and we will do good deeds. We are now convinced." In response to that, it will be said, "Had we so willed, we could have given every soul its guidance. But my word which I had said has been fulfilled, and that I shall fill hell with jinns and men altogether. Now taste the reward for your forgetting the meeting of this day. We too have forgotten you now. Taste the everlasting punishment in consequence of your misdeeds." Only those people believe in our revelations who, when they are reminded of them, prostrate themselves in adoration and celebrate the praises of their Rabb and are not puffed up with pride. Who forsake their beds and invoke their Rabb with fear and hope, and they spend in charity out of the sustenance which we have given them. No one knows what delights of the eyes have been kept hidden for them as a reward of their good deeds. Can he who is a believer be like the one who is a transgressor? Of course they are not alike. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they shall be awarded the gardens of paradise as an entertainment for their good deeds. But those who transgress shall be cast into the fire. Whenever they try to escape from it, they shall be pushed back into it, and it will be said to them, "Taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny." We shall certainly make them taste a lighter torment in this life before the greater punishment of the hereafter, so that they may return to the right way. Who could be more unjust than the one who is reminded of the revelations of his Rabb, and he turns away from them? Surely we shall take vengeance on such criminals.